Hi, welcome to Journaling Music with me, Bayu Angop. We're here with musician to tell you the other flip of the coin, some story that you might never heard before. I welcome you and enjoy my show.
How are you? For this afternoon, I have a session with a musician. It's quite amazing musician. She is from out of this country. It's a long way from London. So please welcome to the show. We got Kate here. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you? Morning, how are you doing?
I'm great, I'm wonderful. How is you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah. Sorry, I lost my voice a little bit, but I'm doing really good other than that.
Good, good, good. First thing first, I'd like to congratulate you. Your album, what would we call it? Album or EP?
It's an EP, but yeah, it's really long. So I understand why you think it's an album. I know. Yeah, yeah.
That was wonderful. I've listened to your album or your EP, whatever it is. It's amazing. And how you feel right now after you release your EP?
Thank you so much. Yeah, love it. I'm really happy it's out. I wrote the whole thing like almost, oh my goodness, like it was written like almost 2 years ago. So to put it out last November was really great. I feel like I just need the songs to go. And now they have a life of their own, which is really nice. But yeah, I'm really happy it's out.
Okay, the title, Tell Me Things You Won't Take Back. I've listened to your song. There are 8 songs, right?
Yeah. 8 songs. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 8 songs, yeah.
So I'm gonna describe your EP from my point of view.
Perfect.
I think it's quarter life crisis. There's a struggle there, contradiction, that confused, a lot of emotions that you try to show up. And then mostly the song talking about a love story and maybe life story. And some of the song sounds very 80s new wave. And some of the song sounds more like emo. How you describe about that?
I'm obsessed with it being called the quarter life crisis. Never thought about that before. Yeah, I mean, the quarter life crisis bit is probably real. I guess because all these songs are written like over the span of like a really long time, so it's so funny, like all of like some of the songs were written like a year and a half before like another one. So like I Won't Say was the last song I added to the EP, and I feel like I was in such a different headspace for that one than I was like they were like groupie and stupid and stuff. But yeah, that's probably an accurate description, especially the quarter life crisis part. I feel like I write all my best songs when I'm going through a somewhat crisis.
So I felt that emotion, that spirit into your album, and was this your first album came out?
Yeah, so this was my second EP. I put out a really short EP in COVID, like in lockdown. I wrote it in lockdown, and then I just put it out in like the summer of lockdown. But yeah, this was kind of the first one that I really thought was going to be like a full EP, where like that one, I was just putting out songs with COVID and I was like, oh, it'd be cool to just wrap it up in an EP. So this was like kind of the first EP that I was like, okay, this is an EP. I need to plan what songs to do everything. But yeah, it's good. It was a really fun experience.
Okay. I'm going to talk about you when you decided to move to London. It was 2 years ago, right? And
yeah,
what was the first thing
now.
Why did you become a musician?
So I went to London on a trip with one of my friends in 2019, and I went to a gig and I loved it. I was like obsessed with it. And so I moved like 3 months later. I was like so obsessed with it. And it's pretty easy to get a visa if you're Canadian. So I moved here in February 2020, and then got locked down. But yeah, I do love it here like a lot. It's so great.
What makes you love London? I mean, about the music gig, can you tell us about that experience? What's the difference between Canada's gig and London gigs?
I think it was like, there's just more music stuff happening here. Like I love Vancouver. I'm from a town outside of Vancouver, and I love it so much. Like I miss Canada all the time. But I think for music, like I really wanted to write for other people at that point. And I'd like seen, I met so many musicians in that night. So I was like, wow, like so cool. And then I just fell in love with the city because I'm like from quite a bit of a small town. So it was really nice to like see a big city, basically.
All right. I remember Dogi Mandagi from The Temper Trap. He told us in a video, he told me about when as to be a musician, maybe London, one of the best city that you can
really yeah, I think so. I think there's just so much happening here all the time, so that's like the thing. I always feel like guilty for not going out and doing everything at every single point. All right. Yeah, but I really like it.
All right, let's talk about your EP. There are 8 songs, and for me, it's kind of that really hard, typically a song that really hard to sing. Is that struggle for you to sing those sing 8 them. Songs?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I won't say. Mm-hmm. Actually, what's the hardest song to sing? I feel like Stupid's pretty hard to sing sometimes, but I guess like I never really realized that some people tell me that they're like, your songs are kind of either they're really easy to sing or they're not, like there's no in between. But especially this week where I lost my voice, I had to sing Stupid and the high note is really up there. And I'm like, oh my god, okay, why did I do this to myself? But usually I don't notice it. Usually it's fine. This okay. week it's
because you mentioned it's Stupid. For me, that was for me. This is Stupid was the song that I loved the most from your EP. It sounds like, yeah, I would say this sounds catchy and then a little bit of emo taste. It's just like when you miss one, but you can show it off because I don't know. Maybe you're shame about it, shame to admit it, whatever it is. But how you describe about Stupid? Because this is my favorite song.
Oh my god, Stupid was one of the first songs I wrote for this EP, and it was so fun. I wrote it with my friend Rory and also my friend Henrik, and we had the first bit of the chorus for so long, and it took us actually quite a long time to like, get to the line Stupid, because we were trying to just like not actually write a song that was called Stupid, and I was like, yeah, it's just like, but I'm stupid, and he's like, how do we make that sound smart, and I was like, you're so right, I don't know, and in the end, we just ended up putting the stupid part, and I was like, this song will never come out, and then I just kept listening to it for like 6 months, and I was like, it's kind of funny, and I feel like I just put it out because this is most of my career, I just put out songs because I think they're funny, and so... Yeah, that's kind of how that one was written. But I really love Stupid. It's like my favorite song to sing live, I think.
All right. It's only gonna take one push to knock me over.
Really? No.
What was the crowd when you sing it on the stage? Stupid.
Oh, they're feral. Like, I opened my set to that song. Well, I have been opening my set to that song for about like a year and a half now. And it's so fun to like it like all builds up and then all the girls are like, no way, he's talking about golf. And especially the but really I've been drinking too much red wine. They're like, but really I've been drinking too much red wine, like yelling. Which is really fun.
But this is true. When the first time I heard to your song about this Stupid, I remember the moment, you know, I'm in my working room. And then just put my earphone and my laptop and then I have a glass of rum and just like a singing. So you're out loud.
That's so funny. I'm so glad. See, we're all different. Not just red wine. So it works with everything.
Stupid. It is so energetic for me. It is so energetic song.
Yeah, I wrote it like I think Rory too, like my friend who I wrote it with, is very energetic. I'm kind of crazy. So when we get together, I feel like the songs are always like just slightly unhinged. So it's nice.
Then I'm going to move out to Hurt It All.
Perfect.
I tried to interpreting the song. What I got is, you know, something might happen, but you're still going a straight way because you feel attracted by someone. Yeah, you know, sounds catchy. Simple guitar and simple beats.
Yeah. How you describe it? It was like that song I wrote, it was like in one stream of consciousness, like it was like one thought. And so, and then it wrote itself in like about 10 minutes. So I guess it's just like, it's, you know, like when you first go out with some people, you're like, oh, this is great. Like I'm going to like, they're going to like me more than I'm going to like them. And then suddenly like the tables turn, you're like, this is not what I thought was going to happen. This is no fair. So that's Hurt It All. Which is really funny. And it's always the ones that get you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to move out to Groovy. For me, it's one of the amazing songs that you have been wrote. Groupie, for me, is some kind of fans falling in love with her stars. And then, but in the other hand, she already know that he maybe is just taking advantage of her. Is that
really?
Your, maybe? Yeah, I feel that way about groupies.
Yeah, it's so cool because that song. Oh, sorry. It's so cool because that song, like, so many people interpret it different ways. Like, so many people think it's about, like, my love for One Direction, which obviously has definitely, like, swayed which way the song goes. But I wrote it basically about, like, a relationship, which was really cool. But I guess you can, like, use it in any way, which is why I love the song. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Kate, have you been thinking about having a tour?
I have been thinking about having a tour. I've been thinking really hard about having a tour, and so I might announce a tour, I think, today, which is exciting. But yeah, so I'm going to do a UK tour sometime this year, which is exciting. I just got off tour with Maisie Peters, and it was really
fun. Have you thinking about to back to Canada to doing a tour there, over there?
I really want to. I really hope I can this year, like, or next year, to do like a Canadian tour, or hopefully I can like support someone. But yeah, I really want to go back to Canada. It feels almost wrong that I've done like one UK tour, but I haven't done a Canadian tour.
It's your hometown. Cool. All right. I saw your YouTube channel, and one thing that made me very interesting about The Secret Show. It was in London.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Berlin.
Yeah.
It was in New York. Can you tell us about that? Because what I see over there is everybody been exciting. Everybody been happy and excited. Tell us about that. How
was
the concept?
It was so cute. Basically, we like emailed people like who were signed up to the newsletter about like these shows, and so the first like I think 30 people for each show to like respond got sent an address, and it was just a free show, and I just showed them the entire EP before it was out, and it was really cute because they didn't know what it was for. So then I was like, "This is the EP Secret Show," and then I showed them the whole EP, and it was really cute. It was very wholesome.
Okay. What was the song that really hard to wrote back in the days?
I think maybe it was harder to write. And so was I Won't Say. I Won't Say was definitely kind of hard to write because it was actually kind of like nice. But yeah.
Maybe. Single maybe.
Yeah. That was harder to write as well.
All right. I'm quite love that song, maybe. And I try to interpret it again. I don't know. It feels like maybe it's defined that when you find someone that you're looking for so long, and then at this point you're afraid to lose him, and because you don't want to start all over again with a new person, with new dudes or whatever it is. Can you is that kind of emotion that you want?
I mean, I guess like maybe for me, I was in like I feel like everyone's been through this, like a relationship where you just make all these plans and then none of them happen. So I guess it was kind of that, but it was really like, I think I was looking for like the sweet part of that. So yeah, that's kind of maybe.
When we're talking about to make a music, make a record, whatever it is, are you typically to create the lyric first or the melodic first?
I kind of do both at the same time.
Same time.
Especially for this EP, I do both at the same time. I kind of just grab a guitar and see what comes out.
What was the happens the most? I mean, is that lyrically or melodically?
I think for me, it's easier to do melodies, but then I have like a running notes app of all my thoughts. So it's just kind of slotting them in. But yeah, it just depends. I feel like sometimes my writer's block is like melodies, and then sometimes it's lyrics where, you know, it's like, it's nice. I feel like that's when it feels the best when you're writing, is when it's like, it just all comes together, which is sometimes rare, but yeah.
It's really interesting to talk with you. I mean, when we're talking about the musician or an artist, you know, there's a lot of happens in our heads, like a lot of ideas, energies, feelings, whatever it is, and to turn into a piece of art, maybe in a painting or in a music, it should be have something to, you know, like a balls to try. Okay, this is one I want to make this happen. What drive you to from ideas and transfer to a piece of art?
Oh wow, that's a really good question. I think like I've always wanted to do this. And I was doing like country bands, and I was in a lot of bands where I didn't write my own music. So it was great, but I would just go on stage and sing other people's like songs. And I loved it. I love doing covers and I love doing that. But it's like been, and I was doing that when I was like 15 to 18. And it's just really nice now to like be able to go on stage and sing my own like songs. And I really love it. And I didn't really think, like, I always wanted to do it, but I just didn't know really know how it was going to happen. So it's just really fun now. I'm just like loving every minute of it. It's really nice.
All right. My last question, Kate, describe this EP with three words.
Three words. Oh my goodness. Emotional, stupid, and coming of age. Well, I guess that's not, that's, you know, three things. Coming of age, we'll put into one big word.
So thank you so much, Kate. To anyone who wants to listen to your song, where they can get it right now?
Spotify. I just had a new song come out 2 weeks ago called Get Better, and you can stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, basically all streaming platforms, and YouTube.
All right, Kate, thank you so much. I hope this angle that I gave to you, I served to you, I've never been present media. Thank you so much, really nice.
Thank
to have
you so much.
Thank you for your time. I'll see you around, folks. Disclaimer: this podcast has taken by the program on Sonora and hosted by me.